This is your world. These are your people. You can live for yourself today, or help build tomorrow for everyone.
Das ist deine Welt. Das sind deine Mitmenschen. Du kannst heute für dich leben oder für alle die Zukunft von morgen aufbauen.
C'est ton monde. Ce sont tes gens. Aujourd'hui, tu pourrais penser qu'à toi ou aider à construire un lendemain pour tous.
Expanded announcement system. While in these functions, press star once to hear the last menu. Press star repeatedly to back up to previous menus. Press number sign during the main menu to exit. Main menu. For password changes, press 1. Announcement administration, press 2. Message administration, press 3. Message function administration, press 4. System information, press 5. For maximum security, use the dial back feature. Indicate which user's password or dial back string you want to change by pressing user number 1, 2, 3, or 4. Press 5 to change a password for ANA. Main menu for announcement administration. To review an announcement, press 1. To list announcements, press 2. To modify announcements, press 3. To delete an announcement, press 4. To define announcements, press 5. Enter announcement number, then press number sign. Announcement number 1. For previous announcement, press 7. To play this announcement, press 8. For to decrement current position, press 7. To increment current position, press 9. To stop the announcement, press number sign. Announcement number 1 contains position 1. We're sorry. Position 2. Position 3. The customer you are trying to reach cannot be disturbed unless you enter your personal identification number. Position 4. Position 5. Please enter it now or call again later. Position 6. Position 7. Thank you. Position 8. For previous announcement, press 7. To play this announcement, press 8. For next announcement, press 9. To start at a different announcement number, press number sign. To return to announcement administration. Main menu. For password changes, press message administration. To review messages, main menu. Message function administration. To review message functions, press 1. To list message functions, press 2. To modify message functions, press 3. To delete message functions, press 4. To define a message function, press 5. Enter message function number, then press number. Message function number 1 has been defined. To override message function definition, press 1. To return to message function, message function administration. Main menu for password changes. System information. For open announcement numbers, press 1. For open message functions, press 2. For open message numbers, press 3. For unused message numbers, press 4. Main menu. Goodbye.
All credit goes to the spine, to Captain Bizarro, recorded by Icon. Peace out.
Never end, as far as you know?
It will never end. It will never
DJ
end.
DJ Mollet.
The tone you will hear next will be the standard pitch.
You are listening to Radio Free America.
Are giving your permission to change your long-distance provider to Quest Long Distance?
Yes.
You're giving your permission to change your local long-distance provider to Quest Long Distance, correct?
Yes.
I think Quest Unlimited, fly on at $30 per month for the first 12 months with unlimited residential state-to-state, in-state, and if selected local toll voice calls within the United States, correct?
Whoa, for the first 12 months?
That's what it tells me.
Yeah, and that's what it fucking tells me, too. I am Duel. This is Radio Freak America. I'm joined by Bland.
Yeehaw!
Bland Inquisitor, if you can tell from my tone, I'm not very happy. We're going to start the show with me being pissed off. Yes, that's right. We're going to start, and don't worry, it's not going to be the entire show. Just the start of the show where I'm going to be mad. And why am I going to be mad, and who am I going to be mad at? For whom does my anger toll? It's going to be the double A's. Who you say? The double A's. The RIAA and the MPAA. That's right. Now, I'm sure all of you probably have the same sentiment that I do. I'm going to tell you specifically, though, why I'm extra pissed off tonight. It starts with me going to a movie. Yes, a simple outing with a loved one. Going to a movie, enjoying a beautiful, starry evening. Beginning with a walk to the movie theater. And then ending with another walk and maybe some ice cream. Doesn't that sound nice? Romantic even?
Sounds good. Some roses and then maybe a little head.
That's it. Yeah, it's subtle. That's subtle, Bland. But yeah, pretty much. Okay, so we go to the movie. We go to see Medallion, right? Jackie Chan. Who doesn't love a good Jackie Chan movie, right? Drunken Fist, Rumble in the Bronx. That's some good stuff. Correct?
Oh, most definitely.
Thank you very much. Well, now, Jackie, unfortunately, is a Hollywood whore. I feel for the man. He needs to be making movies in China, in Chinese, and, you know, dub them, subtitle them something, get his creative juices back into his hand out of these freaking Hollywood bastards, right? Because the movie sucked. It sucked ass. It was pointless. We walked out about a half hour into the movie. Walked out. Forget it. I was so mad. Well, why? Well, you know, no big deal. You know. Hey, you went and saw Battlefield Earth, right, and walked out of that, right? So what's a big deal? Happens all the time. Why was I so mad? I was so mad because there was a red-bearded, pirate-hat-wearing motherfucker bawling to us about his living painting sets. That's right. That MPAA propaganda was played at the beginning of the movie. It's bad enough that we have to watch advertisements, but now we have to watch this drivel. We have to watch this crap. And that made me mad. What a slap in the fucking face. God, that made me mad. To spout that shit and then serve me that shit in the form of the medallion. Poor Jackie Chan. I mean, I'm all for, you know, I started to read his biography. They used to call him Big Nose, I believe, you know, when he was at that acrobatics camp or whatever, you know, the concentration camp he was in. So I feel sorry for Jackie. I really do. And, you know, it was so, they spit in my face is what they did. You know? Fucking A. You know, now you know why people pirate movies, because they serve you all this crap. Yeah, text messaging is the reason why ticket sales are down. No, it's because the Hulk sucked. Okay? I didn't even go see that one. I had Bland's, you know, spider sense on that one. So that is one of the reasons why I'm mad at the MPAA. Now, the other AA that I'm mad at, well, is the only other, and that's the RIAA. And why? I'm sure you're all aware that they have just served, right? They have just begun to sue 261 people. You've heard it before. You're kind of not surprised even, right? Yeah, you kind of knew it was happening. You knew it was coming. They went after college kids, for crying out loud. Broke college kids trying to have a good time. But guess what? It gets worse. Right? So, yeah, you know, big deal. They're suing more people. Yeah, you kind of expected it. You do what you can just to fight it, right? Why are you so mad, Duel? Why is there so much anger pent up inside your burning heart? Why? Because they sued a 12-year-old girl. A decade plus 2 years. A 12-year-old girl they have sued for downloading music. This poor girl used Kazaa. And she downloaded some songs. She's actually the daughter of a single mother. She's actually an honors student. She downloads Kazaa, listens to some songs. In fact, from her mother says that they mostly just listen to the songs and don't do anything with them. For all we know, they don't even own a burner. They can't burn CDs, for all we know. My daughter was on the verge of tears when she found out about this, Taurus said, Taurus being the mother's name. Can you believe that? They made, come on now, come the fuck on. How low can you go? Right? And I'm sure, and this comes from Fox News, and I'm sure they're doing this, you know, to get up the ire of people. And you know what, and it should. Can you believe this? I don't care if they're using this to, you know, to get people to read this. This is just BS. My daughter was on the verge of tears when she found out about this. They sued a 12-year-old girl. Asked if the association knew Brianna was 12 when it decided to sue her, Weiss, who is the RIAA spokeswoman, Amy Weiss, answered, "We don't have any personal information on any of the individuals." Well, that's great. That's genius. Way to go. Don't find anything out about the people you're suing, you know, blatantly suing. You know, just go, sue everybody, right? You listen to a song. You might actually buy a CD because you listen to one of our songs. Sue you. No, that's so wrong. You know what? You know what? Hey, I'm all for it now. You know, I've changed. snapped. Go ahead, sue everybody. Sue a freaking, a decorated Vietnam veteran, please. Sue some, disabled people. You know, sue some people who are hard on their luck. You know, sue everybody. Shit, little girls, little boys. Fuck. Grandma and Grandpa are just getting into computers, want to listen to some Frank Sinatra. Sue them! Fuck! What did you do? Help build this country, protect our nation? Fuck! Sue them! All that matters is that you buy our worthless pieces of plastic with stupid fucking songs. Okay, So that angers me, right? Here's something else that angers me. In the recent past, I've wasted about, on average, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, on average, $45 on three CDs. Three CDs that have been total crap. This episode's going to sound terrible, I'm yelling. Total, utter crap. Right? One, and I'm guilty, straight up. I heard a song by Cold, Stupid Girl, on the radio. Right? Clear channel, I'm sure. Right? And they play it over and over and over. But actually, it sounded like a cool song. It's like, yeah, that sounds like a good song. I got suckered into the whole thing. I did. I'll admit it. I'm human. I'm sorry. And I went and bought the CD. You know what it was? It was that one good song, and then fucking, like, Air Supply remakes, dude. It sucked. Straight up. It was like Chicago covers and that one good song. Okay? I'm sorry, Blaine, if you like Air Supply or Chicago.
I'm not down with either one.
Okay, good deal. Because that's what it was like. It was like light fucking rock and then one good song. That's it. That's what it was. A worthless piece of shit CD. The other two weren't even advertised what it is on the CD, and it wasn't even that. Nowhere close. It was total utter crap. I was so mad. So mad. I threw all this shit away. Threw them away. I know I could have traded them and got some value, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was just so pissed off, so mad, I just tossed them, right? I was so angry. And usually I wouldn't be that angry. I would have said, oh, you know, I can go trade up and get some Cannibal Corpse, you know. I'll trade it and get some, you know, whatever. Maybe another RA artist. Because I'll admit it, I like to buy CDs. I like to have CDs. I don't even save, like, the case and the liner notes and all that shit. I actually throw all that shit away. I just toss it. I just want that CD, you know? I like the good quality. I like to support the artists I like. You know, I like the mix that's on the CD. I don't have to bother to find them and download them and burn them, buying blank CDs. I like to buy CDs. I really do. It's fun. But I don't know. They're making it harder and harder. I don't know. I can't say right now that I would stop totally. I'm damn close. I can definitely say everybody, more now than ever, start sharing files. Because right now, and here's why. Right now, the RIAA is saying that all you have to do is send them a letter promising Scout's Honor that you'll never do it again. And that'll be good enough. Well, boy, their story has changed, hasn't they? Since, let's see, suing college students, right, and sticking them for $12,000, and then I think it went down to like $3,000, and now it's like a letter. So maybe they're, you know, people are getting pissed off, people are standing up to them, and they're saying, hey, you know, we got nothing to stand on, you know, we've got no technical or legal, you know, backing, you know, they have no backbone, you know, they've got no way to really defend themselves, they're just using scare tactics, you know, deterrence. I actually saw one of these RA motherfuckers on the news this morning. Spewing their shit. And yes, I'm swearing a lot because I'm mad. And I'll try to end this pissed off section segment pretty soon. So yeah, share files. Share your ass away. Share as much as you can. Do it. Please. That's all we can do right now. We can just, oh yeah, you don't like it? Here's more. Oh, you don't like that? Oh, guess what? Oh, new technology. Haha. We're smarter than you. Woohoo. Get us. You know, that ain't going to happen. Fuck them.
What I can recommend to the listeners here is if you want to voice your opinions about how the RIAA is doing a little more than, preying on children. And
I love that. Very good. Thank you.
So if you have something to say, if you have, you know, shouts you want to give, whatever, feel free to contact Amy Weiss at 202-775-0101. Or AWEISS@RIAA.com.
Thank you very much, Bland. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for preying on children. Oh, that is so classic. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, please do. And I say, you know, make their deterrence worthless by doing it more and more. Asses. All right, I'm done being pissed off. You know, what can I do? I do like buying CDs. I don't really buy mainstream stuff. When I have, I get screwed, like cold. MP3.com, I guess. You know, finding smaller artists and ordering their CDs, like Porn on Beta. You know? I think that's what we should do. I definitely think that's what we should do. Because there is no deterrence. They just, you know... All they're doing is alienating any potential customers they might have had. They're screwing themselves. I don't see the point in all of it. I just don't.
It's time we fired these people.
Straight up.
I mean, they don't do anything for us. And, you know, again, go back to that Philip Dick quote that I read in the front of a couple 2600s ago when the government... And, you know, I'll insert corporations here because they really are the same thing.
Pretty much.
But when the government tends to be more suspicious of the people it governs, when it tends to prey on its own citizens, it ceases to become a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, and becomes, you know, a dictatorship and an oppressive, you know, oligarchy.
Yeah, and it's I think it's safe to say it's heading that direction. I'm sure everybody's heard about the Patriot Act meetings, right? Pseudo-public meetings that are going on. Actually, somebody emailed me about those. I'll get to that in a second. We're going to get to housekeeping. Yeah, this is... Everything is going in a wrong direction right now. We're going to touch on something at the end of the show as well. And why is that? I think it's easy to say, well, it's money, you know, and it is. I mean, you know, large corporations running the government, wanting to perpetuate their profits. But I think it's, personally, I think it's easier to look at the cause and harder to look at a solution. And I think we as a community need to do that. And we need to take some action. And honestly, I don't see anything wrong with, How do I say this without sounding like some militant that they'll come lock up? Perform some action that flies in the face of, you know, of these profiteering entities. And if it means file sharing as much as you can, do it. I mean, if you're scared to get one of these letters, I don't blame you. But, you know, it's not going to go away. They're not going to be able to change technology or stop technology and the march, the advance of technology. I don't know. You know, I honestly need to think about this more. Maybe I need to think of something more creative, something more constructive to do than to just say, oh, you don't like this? Well, here's more of it. You know, I honestly think that's a way to go, you know? You don't like us divulging, you know, vulnerabilities or telling you how to do, you know, telling people about your extended announcement system? Yeah, well, guess what? You know, secure it better or change it or do something, you know? We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. I need to do some serious thinking. I need to take some time, really. I think everybody should take some time and do some serious thinking. Let's get to some housekeeping. Is that cool?
Cool.
Okay, first, BinRev 1.2 is out, but I've had some problems. You know, honestly, I go to Kinko's. You know, I can't afford a real, you know, we're doing small runs, so I can't afford to go to, like, a real printer, you know, that's going to need hundreds, if not thousands, of copies, you know, to make it worth their while. So I have to go to Kinko's. I resort to Kinko's. And I've never once, out of the numerous times I've been there to get BinRev done, have had any one order go through smoothly. Always something has been wrong. Quality problems, delivery problems. Some granted, like this last time, their giant, you know, machine went down, so that's understandable. But I'm having problems again. Again, their machine went down. They got me 10 copies before I went to the Arizona 2600 meeting, which we'll talk about as well. Tided me over until I got back, and then they, somebody marked the order as being picked up and paid for, actually, when I'd only picked up 10 of the 50. So, it's just messed up. So, I'm not going to get them tonight. I'll get them tomorrow and get them out this weekend. So, everybody that's sent in by mail, because I'm responsible for that, anybody that has their mail order for 1.2, and 1.1 for that matter, they are on the way. They'll probably be mailed out this weekend. So, I apologize for the delay, but they will get to you, I promise. I'm not just using the money you spent for smokes and strippers. All of it, anyways. By the way, are you going to send me those 1-1 issues?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'd appreciate it. We still got orders for 1-1, which is rad, you know. Go ahead and order 1-2, if you would, please, because then I don't have to make two runs, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So that's been Rev. Next, I got some articles, some good articles up on oldschoolfreak.com. That's right. PWF is up. And if you thought the one in Frequency was good, which that was really a rough draft, straight up, this one freaking rocks. So check out PWF and An article from BinRev11, Stan gave the okay, we can start releasing the articles from issue 1. So I put out a much improved public TTY's description and methodologies for free calling. So go to oldschoolfreak.com and check those out. Speaking of PWF, Bland and some other people sent me a lot of good info that didn't make it into the file. And I, well, made the mistake of not backing up the PWF folder from KMail, and I rebuilt my box, right, and went from SUSE and KDE to Red Hat and GNOME, and I lost everything, and I feel terrible. Bland sent me some great info. It was like a whole other article. There was that much there, that much good stuff there, so Bland, I'm really sorry.
It's cool.
All right. You rock, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And everybody else, you know, there was a few others, too, so if your stuff didn't get in, resend it if you've got it, hopefully. We're looking for payphone numbers. We're looking for some juicy info. Don't bother sending us stuff that you can get at Walmart.com in the store finder. You know, direct numbers, and that's actually pretty cool, but we're not doing that either. We really want payphone numbers, especially if they're special numbers. Like, I just scored a TTY number this weekend. So special payphone numbers work. And again, any insider info you got. So dig around, look around when you're in Walmart, right? And you're doing the checkout thing. Go and, you know, poke your head around, get your freak notebook handy, get down any 800 numbers you find. Send us that info. It's going to be continuing. It will continue. I guarantee you there will be more info shortly. So keep checking on PWF. Next, the recording you heard at the beginning of the show. I hope. Anyways, I haven't mixed it in yet. But that recording is from Icon and Captain B. Icon recorded it. That is of an extended announcement system, something they've been working on and playing with, and that is freaking awesome. It's one of the best Freak files that's come out in a long time. It's really good. It'll be up on Old School Freaks soon. It's just a great read. I mean, that's what it's about. You know, that is like fresh freaking info right there. They're on the cutting edge. You're not going to get it anywhere else. And you know what I like? I like Captain B's conviction. He's off. If anybody's read the latest 2600 and some of his posts, he's not down with that, you know, don't release it until 2600. And he sticks to it, man. He released it. It's everywhere. He sent it to me. It's on the boards. Props to him for his conviction. I love that. I love that. Not to mention, we get to put the great article in Old School Freak, and we're going to mirror the MP3 as well. So,
and he and Icon both, to say they know their shit, is a little bit of an understatement.
Yeah, no doubt. You want some lead freaking freaks, you go to freaking Stanks Boards. You got Captain B, you got Icon, you got Decoder, you got Briscativo, and there's others too, I mean, all those people know their shit. Freak Blaze, Young Brain, is it Unity?
Yeah, Unity's pretty big into it.
Yeah, is there unknown entities I went to? Dude, if you want freaking info, man, that's where you go. I think they released it first on Stanks Boards.
Yeah.
You know, and nowhere else can you get that kind of stuff, because nowhere else are you going to get such accepting people, people wanting to learn from each other, people wanting to share information, and that's all they want. There's no attitudes. There's no freaking, you're a dumbass, go to Google. It's just straight up info. That's all it is. And fun. Straight up.
Speaking of you're a dumbass, go to Google.
Yes?
This is way off topic.
Oh, please.
I was looking for some help on some Slack help.
Yeah?
And so I dropped by the Freenode Slackware IRC channel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, man, I've Googled this for days and days, and I can't get the shit to, can't make the shit happen. And one of the mods in there, like, did the little slash message, you know? It was like slash message Google, and then, like, my problem. I was like, thanks a lot, fuckstick, you know?
Nice.
What an ass.
See, that's what you don't need. I mean, you gotta assume anybody using Slack knows how to use Google, all right?
Yeah.
And you're an ass if you don't assume that first, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, just, I don't know. And I even did, you know, I am sort of old school. Actually, I think I'm becoming old school every day, I suppose.
Yeah, who is it?
Bet in philosophy, Sylvia Plath, since the term. But, you know, I know how to phrase a question. There are ways you can phrase a question to get it answered with amongst a group of people that you don't know.
Right.
There are ways to phrase a question that will just pretty much get you laughed off the internet. And so, you know, I followed all my protocols. I did everything properly. And the guy was still a dick.
Yeah, it's not right. That's so not right. You know what I love? I love, you know, just go, yeah, I kind of did that a long time ago. That's why I'm here, you know?
I was like, I took care of that. That's why I wanted to, you know, I did all that shit before I decided to come here and waste your time.
Right.
Asshole.
Yeah, big time. You know, I've heard good things about, like, well, actually you, Entity Linux, right?
Oh, yeah, the fucking Undead Linux guys are awesome.
There we go. See, that's what it should be like. Straight up. I think the Arch Linux people are the same way.
Yeah.
From what little I saw in their forums when I was using Arch. So, yeah, there's definite difference. Definite difference. That was a great topic, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I want to roll now with a little bit of AZ-2600 news. Yeah, it's, And it could be universal, and you'll see the universal message at the end. You know, last week was the 2600 meetings, and we went to our normal AZ spot, which is at Arizona Mills Mall, right? We've been meeting there for a couple years now, and it's not the best of places. It's noisy, you know, the seating situation is not very friendly. You know, the scenery is kind of nice. You get to see the freaks and the chicks and all that stuff, and the guys with the girls, you know. That's kind of cool, but other than that, you know, but the downside, you know, the cons definitely outweigh the pros. So we've been talking about moving and haven't really done it. Well, guess what? Something happened that just, you know, really put a boot in our ass. A security guard walks up. We got a group of people, you know, along these bench-like tables. All have our laptops open. And the security guard strolls up and says, "The manager has said that you have to close your laptops and you cannot do work here." And we shook our heads and said, "What? What? You know, what are you talking about? For what do you mean?" She said, "We had to close our laptops and we couldn't use them in the mall." I know, it's unbelievable. It's weird. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's like you can't use your cell phone in the mall, or your Palm Pilot, or what? What are you talking about?
That is fucking silly.
Isn't that weird? Okay, so we said, oh, well, why? Well, you just blah, blah, blah. And then we thought, actually, I thought this. I said, you know, oh, maybe it's because we're not eating enough. We're not, you know, being patrons in the mall. We're just sitting there, you know, wasting their time loitering, whatever. So I said, okay, how about if we buy food? Will that work? We'll all go buy food. Actually, some people were eating, but I thought, well, how about if all of us go, you know, get a pop, get a drink, you know, get the pizza, whatever. Will that help? No. You cannot use them in the mall. And there was really no reason, you know. You know, we contemplated a few things. We said, oh, well, maybe, you know, the emissions are affecting, you know, the manager's, you know, brain implant or his, you know, pacemaker or something. You know, no, none of that. So, we did. We said, okay, that's fine. Guess what? We're freaking out of here. That was it. That was the thing that moved us. We decided right there, actually Rax, big props to Rax, he brought the group together and said, I've got a great spot, it's out of Borders, centrally located in Phoenix, let's all go there. He just rounded us all up, got us all together. We talked about some other people that may have, you know, quote, run the meetings and 2600 and fixing that. Everybody was together, man. We all just banded together. I mean, what a sense of community right there. We all banded together. You know, we decided to change everything right then and there. And we did. We went to the new spot. Well, at first, somebody went and got a digital camera. We took some pictures. You know, we're going to send those 2600 and say, yeah, we're moving the meetings, move them in the magazine. And we, you know, we were one right there, seriously. You know, I hate to sound corny, but that's what happened. And we all went to the new spot. And the new spot was awesome. There's Wi-Fi, not free Wi-Fi. It was T-Mobile, so it wasn't quite public. Great spot. Had good coffee.
Public eventually.
What's that?
I'm sure it became public eventually.
Yeah. No. I mean, to say we didn't explore would be wrong. That's all we'll say. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was like a catharsis, man. It was like, it was kind of empowering, you know, what the security guard did. You know, and honestly, I would go there and buy food, buy something. Sometimes I even occasionally bought an item in one of the stores, right? I was a patron of that mall. Not anymore. They lost a lot of business. Every month, there was, 10 to 20 people, right? I should say more like 5 to 15 people going in there and buying something. And definitely not taking up space that would have been used. There's tons of space. And they lost us just because, I don't know. And of course, we thought about, why, were we freaks? They make people nervous, are they worried about terrorist hackers and we were going to do bad things? That's what I think it was.
That's you're probably getting really close to the room.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of warm right now. So, it doesn't matter now. We're gone. We got a new spot and they were very cool, very nice. It was a great spot. Everybody was really cool there. And, we've got a new meeting place. So, what's the universal message that I promised? That is, well, there's two, really. One, to understand, to know, and to believe that you are part of a community, something that is social, something that is powerful, something that is meaningful, right? Being the hacker-free community in your 2600 meetings. It's very true. If you don't believe so, if you just think, you're going to have some fun, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's cool and all, and that's what it is. But seriously, you're definitely part of a community. We're more social than you would believe. In fact, the next night, me and Rax and Slip got together and just hung out, man, just talked. We were going to do some serious hacking, but we ended up just bullshitting for, a couple hours. It was rad. It was awesome. So if you don't think you're part of a community, a social, meaningful community, then just look around you next meeting, next 2600 meeting. And two, the next message is that you don't have to put up with people's shit. Guess what? We don't like you guys. Get out of here. Harass. Okay, bye. We'll take our money elsewhere. And we'll let everybody know how you feel about people that come to your establishment. Bye-bye. Do you agree, Bland?
Most definitely. That's just shitty, man.
It is.
I think that someone, not to say that I know or anything, but I'll tell you a plausible scenario. The store manager has a relative of a relative of a relative somewhere that reads 2600. And Aunt Jenny, the mall manager, he was like, "Oh, I didn't know you have meetings in your mall." She's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And finally, she said, "Look for a bunch of well dressed lady killing motherfuckers with laptops."
Hell yeah.
And then go over there and shut them down. So you were probably being waited for.
Probably, yep. They probably became aware of it that month. And it's been going on for years. They never noticed. I mean, all this tech, and there's men and women there, right? Right, males and females go to this meeting. It's very equal there. And I mean, they never noticed. They never noticed all this tech. Every first Friday of the month, every month, all these people with all this technology come and eat some food, hang out, and have a good time, and talk and laugh. And nope. But this month it did. You're probably right. That's probably dead on, Bland. Dead on.
Hey, Duel?
Yeah.
And I know this is shitty radio.
What?
This phone cord is just crapping out on me. Can you call me back in like 20 seconds?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay. So, let me hang up on Bland here. No, it's not shitty radio. This is Radio Freak America Radio. And if you've heard any of the episodes, you know that we are used to freak disasters. One measly little bad cord will not a bad show make. We have had total, utter freak disasters on this show. The speakerphone crapping out. The speakerphone flying off the table and everything else with it. Oh, yeah. I say that's good radio. Damn it. That's great radio. I'm going to segue now from... it's not so much of a segue because location is independent here. Last show was... Let me call Bland. Calling the Bland. Let me star 6-7. So he doesn't know it's me. Yeah, he'll know it's me. Okay. Calling Bland. This is exciting. All right, hold on. You can go on speaker. Okay. Last show was a prophecy. Yes, it was. We were psychotic or psychic on the last show.
About that ESPN.
Hell yeah. Now, why? What happened? Well, during my travels this past weekend, First, we talked about authentication and gas stations, right, and using the cards. I went to a gas station, brand new gas station, brand new pumps, you know, brand new fancy electronic pumps, you know, big LCD screens, and I slid in my card, right? This is my check, ATM, debit card, whatever you want to call it. Slid that in, and it asked, not for my PIN, right? In fact, you didn't press, like, pay credit outside, inside, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I just, you know, slid it in, and it asked for my zip code. And I said, well, what? And first thing I thought was, ah, they're collecting demographic information. Screw that. I entered 50. It said, unable to authorize, please go see cashier. No, I don't want to. So I waited again, and I said, okay, what the hell? I'll put in my real zip code, you know, thinking in my head, I don't see how they have, you know, I didn't think that they could correlate that information, at least not yet, you know, not real time like that. I didn't know they had that capability. I guess they did, and I wanted to test it. So I did it again, slid in my card, it asked for a zip code, I entered my real zip code, you know, for the address on, you know, associated with that card, and again it said, unable to authorize, see cashier. Heck no, I went to the one across the street. I headed over to another gas station. So that was weird. I've never seen that before. I'm going to keep my eye out for that.
On the subject of cards and things like that, there was a letter in, I think it was the last 2600, about going to pumps and asking for a if the pump asks you for a receipt after you pumped your gas.
Right.
If you hit cancel instead of no, it errors out and doesn't charge your card.
Oh.
I have it on very good sources that works.
You're kidding me.
I know.
Oh, damn, I just filled up today. Oh, I should have tried it. Ooh, I like that. Everybody, let me know if that works. Oh, better yet, go to the retail hacking section at Stank Dogs Forums and post it there. Ooh, I'm going to try that next time. So I went to the gas station across the street, and again, no authentication, no nothing. Just slid my card in, paid and went. No PIN, no nothing. So, it does exist. It definitely does exist. And the next, this is the weirder part. Somebody I knew, you know, we talked about KSUs, right? Jaga has his own in his house. How rad is that? I want one. And I actually think I mentioned AT&T partner system. I don't recall. Maybe I did, but regardless, somebody I know needed help programming their AT&T partner system. And I got to go play around with it, so that was weird. That was so weird. I was like, damn, I just talked about that. That was really weird. It was fun, though. It was a lot of fun. They actually lent me the programming video. There's like a video that comes with the system, so I'm hoping to get that digitized. I don't know how yet.
And telco videos are uber cheesy.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I can't wait. I haven't watched it yet. I can't wait. I actually have an EAS video that I got dumpster diving. It was Bookstar, I think the now-defunct Bookstar, their EAS system. Electronic, what is it? Article surveillance or something like that. And that's a good video. That's a really good video. I'll try to get that one in digital form as well. But very weird. You know, it happens. So anybody, if you want something, you know, if you want something to, you know, come to pass, send it to me. I will read it on RFA, and it will be.
Oh, hey. Also, yeah. this is a small caveat again.
What's that?
But I was in a Walmart today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And they're building a strip mall, like not like a strip club, but like one of the strip malls out behind the Walmart.
Right.
And when they were digging, they fucking tore the phone line.
No.
So, you know, like every 2 minutes the page was coming up that they could only accept cash and checks because all their card readers and all their gift card stuff was down.
Yeah. Oh, I would wish I had a recording of that. That would be so awesome. Oh, that is. Oh, right when PWF went up. Ooh. Dude, I'm getting scared now, man. The power of old school freaking RFA. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah, so that was really weird. That was a lot of fun, actually. I love messing around with KSUs, and that partner system can do a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. A lot of fun. Man, I wish I had a manual, actually. Isn't that weird? I just want a manual just to have it. So.
I'm sure you could request one.
Yeah, I bet it would cost money, though.
Yeah.
I think the best bet is hitting the surplus stores, electronic surplus, looking for stuff like that. I had the ability to buy a little KSU. I don't remember the brand. It was an AT&T. I don't remember what model. For like $150 for the whole system, extensions and everything. Man, I should have just dropped the coin. I should have sucked it up and bought it. Oh well, next time.
Or you can probably find one of those manuals.
Where's that?
A Haitian swap meet.
Haitian swap meet. Oh, I should call it. I think I have it memorized. Is
sweet.
It 954? Oh, 321-8985.
I think so. I think it's in 321.
954-321-8985. Is that correct?
I believe so, because I remember the 321 because it was Cheshire Steel.
All right. Here we go. It's ringing. Okay, I don't think we're going to get anybody. But this is impromptu, by the way. Let's call a PWF number real quick.
Wait.
All right, hold on. This is a payphone. Are you there? Okay, let's try Bland.
Hello.
Okay, let me try. I actually want to try. Oh, here it is. 954-321-8985. Yep, we had it. Let's try. Where was this one? Okay, let's try this one. Hold on a second. Here we go. PWF.
Up.
This is a payphone from PWF. Totally impromptu. Not in my show notes.
Pick up.
I need to use my psychic abilities to make someone pick up the phone.
Bueno.
This is Julio's Pizza, and I had a delivery for this number. Is somebody there to pay for it?
It's a payphone.
Where's the payphone at?
59th Avenue and Bell Road.
Oh, really? At a store? At a strip club? Where's it at?
Walmart.
Oh, Walmart. No kidding. What's your name? My name, again, is Julio. I own a pizza joint.
Oh, my name is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Did you want a free pizza?
No.
No? Okay. Well, hey, Jessica. Hey, Jessica, can I ask you a question? What do you think about hackers? Do you know what a hacker is? Jessica?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Do you know what a hacker is?
No.
You don't? A hacker is like somebody that can do really cool stuff with computers and phones.
Oh.
Yeah. So, well, thanks a lot. Say hi to everybody in Walmart for me, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. Score.
I think it's like the pheromones of you dialing, you always get chicks.
Yeah, I'm lucky. Jessica sounded kind of young. Otherwise, I would have been much more adult. So, yeah. You know what? It's scary. It's like, it's like if I can't talk dirty to a woman, I don't know what to say. Is that bad?
It's going to be Julio from the fucking pizza joint.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? What am I thinking? I don't know. That dude, score. That was a good one.
Hey, you know what?
What?
It might be a demographic thing. Maybe women are far more inclined to pick up a ringing payphone than males are.
Maybe so. No, and again, this is Walmart, so maybe this says that the demographics for Walmart are mainly women.
That's true.
That's very true. Let's try. What the hell? You want to try another one?
Sure.
Score. Hold on. Okay, one of these pays off usually.
Yeah.
You were rustling around the phone. I thought somebody picked up. I got happy. Oh, I don't get to talk dirty to anybody.
It's always me.
Can I talk dirty to you? Thank you. All right. Okay, that was a little impromptu phone call. Thank you, Bland. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
good.
Ever answers the Haitian hotline. Stank is playing with us. You know it. It's probably like outside a cemetery or something.
Well, you know what? I bet Haitians are just leery of... It might be a fucking phone bomb. You never know. It's probably a rough neighborhood down there.
A phone bomb. You know where it's at? It's like... Okay, it's... I've seen this on TV. It's at a swap meet. And on the weekends, it's in the middle of a circus. There's a circus every weekend at the swap meet. Yes, a circus. Personally, I think circuses are dumb. But whatever. Circuses are stupid, right?
Yeah, they're really good. And plus, I fucking hate clowns, man.
Oh, dude, clowns. Oh, my God. Except for mimes, clowns are about the dumbest thing ever, right? you ever listen to Jim Rome? I'm not into sports, but that's damn good radio. He's very good on the radio. Today they were talking about how stupid magicians are, oddly enough.
Aww.
And there was an email... Dude, they're dumb. They're dumb. Come on.
I'm kind of into that.
Okay, yeah. So he got an email, and it said, yeah, straight up, man, magicians are stupid. Signed, ventriloquists. You know? It's just the dumbest fucking shit. Why do people do that? I guess, I don't know, it must have been an art like in medieval times, and they've carried it out so many played-out years.
But, you know, actually, a lot of that helps to build a finger dexterity and hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, I guess the sleight-of-hand thing is pretty cool, you know? Because now, you know what, straight up, I'm going to be at freaking some convention, and some dude who's, like, great at sleight-of-hand is going to, like, lift my watch and my wallet straight up. I can see it now. Sorry, everybody. Hey, I apologize. Yeah, it's really cool.
You're going to open up your wallet and there's going to be a card saying you got owned by a master sleight-of-hand artist.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. Then they're going to, like, throw my voice, you know, and get me slapped by some chick. Like a ventriloquist. Okay, little impromptu stuff there. Let's get back to the show notes. Actually, you know what? Can I talk about this as well? I don't want to say the show is... I'd like to say the show is matured. Is that safe to say, Bland? Or no... Go ahead.
We're hitting our stride, man.
You know, yeah, I think you're right. I actually think we've become, we've gotten, well, naturally, we've gotten better at it. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think we've hit our stride. I think we've grown, you know, seriously. I think we've, you know, we've grown into the show. It's become, you know, together, you know, we make a good flow, you know. Naturally, I miss Stank, and he should be on hopefully soon, and I miss Mute. He's working hard, but really, you know, the show has changed. It's changed from, I used to do, you know, formal show notes, not quite like Stank. He writes frickin', you know, pages and pages. I used to write, you know, type out show notes and send them everybody and plan the show out. Now what do? Now, I like, what is it, 10 minutes? Did we talk about this last time?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. About 10 minutes before we do the show, we kind of just, you know, we just basically bullshit, right? We BS. We get ready, we get the energy up, we pump each other up, and I scribble out some show notes on a pad of paper, and then we just roll, and it's been working, you know? There's been some good shows, so I like it, I dig it, and it's going to continue. It'll only get better. You ever think we'll get so good that we can just straight up drop an hour, you know, anytime?
You know, a lot of it has to do with... The best way that we've found our show notes, like, where we've really started to hit our stride,
uh-huh.
Call me, like, 30 minutes before we record, and, you know, like I said, we'll just kind of shoot the shit, and what pisses you off, and what you really like, and we just kind of flow on it, you know?
Yeah, straight up. That should be, dude, formula. If anybody wants to do a show, there it is, right there. The Bland formula for successful radio. We're almost out of time. For all I know, we might be. I haven't really timed the show either. One hit two things. Slip Mode was right. KDE sucks, and we wanted to talk about that. And also end with the open letter from Dara McBride. I think we can squeeze both of them in. We'll just do quickly on the Linux stuff, if that's cool with you, Bland.
Yeah.
Slip was right. He said, you know, KDE's bloated. It kind of sucks. And, man, he is so right. He was so right all along, you know. Just like the show, we have learned, Bland and I, a lot about Linux. And we know that... what were you saying, Bland? That the more you learn...
Yeah, the more I learn about Linux, the more I know how little I know, naturally. And also, it really shatters a lot of conventions. And I think Slip will appreciate, and everyone in the HackerMind Outcast channel will appreciate me saying on the air that Slip was right and KDE really does suck ass.
It does. It pissed me off enough where I move. You know, I've gone away from actually SUSE altogether, and I went back to a Red Hat 9 box, and I'm using GNOME. I use GNOME on two, three boxes now, which, you know, different window managers on some of them, but It just, it's, I like it so much better. It is tighter, it is fast. I think it's fair that we talk about really what pissed us off and drove us away from it. We've talked about some bad things in the past, like when I talked about switching from Conqueror to Crusader, which if you use KDE, I still pimp. One of the things that really pissed me off, I did use Crusader and Conqueror web browser. One of the things I hated about the Conqueror web browser is if by default you click on a text file, and you can change this, of course, we'll talk about that. You click on a text file, and it asks you, do you want to save it or open it with Kwrite, or whatever you set the association to. By default, it's Kwrite. So I said, oh, fuck, all right, fine, Kwrite. You know, when all I wanted is for it to open the text in a browser, in the browser window. So I said, you know what, I'll change the association. So it just does it in the browser, right? Just opens it right there in the same window. So I did, and I was like, yeah, right on, great, I like that, cool. Conqueror's a little bit better. But I also used Crusader, and I had set Crusader up when I double-click a text file that it would be open in Kwrite. And guess what? They are bound together. You know, and I should have realized that. Yeah, whatever, I'm naive. But it wasn't. It didn't have any association, and it really pissed me off. It pissed me off that I could not have those separated. I could not have them. They could not be mutually exclusive. And you know what? That was the last straw. The whole index HTML thing, you know, in Conqueror. Not to mention SUSE printing locking up my box. You know, and this is not the first time. Fuck it. I'm gone. Goodbye.
And the two things I really hate about KDE in general. First of all, is how it fucking lowballs you on the default associations. Like, you know, you got to open up an OGG or an MP3, and it brings up fucking Kaboodle.
What is Kaboodle, man? Isn't that like a cat food?
Yeah, something Kaboodle and bits, dog food or some shit. But that, you know, you got big fancy XMMS, you got it working, got some fat skins in there. And you go to enjoy, you know, the fruits of your labor, and you get fucking Kaboodle.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
And also, I despise the previews. I just do. I mean, I know what's in these files. I save them. Hell, I created most of them. I don't really need to mouse over and make it blow up 14 times the size and don't show me all the read-write permissions and everything else. I just don't fucking need that.
Right, right.
And what I hate the worst, is audio previews.
Oh, man.
I got 7 gigs of MP3s on, you know, on my hard drive. All stuff that I've ripped and, you know, that I can run and, you know, stuff like that.
God bless you.
Oh, yeah. And you go to mouse over one, and sure as shit, man, it starts playing. You can't adjust the volume because it doesn't really show a player. It's just kind of embedded in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's so annoying.
Now you're stuck with 3/4 volume, you know, whatever you fucking moused over, and then you've got to go and click somewhere out of the Conqueror menu for it to shut up. And I went in and I turned off the previews for sound files, and it still fucking does it.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Now that would really piss me off. You know, and then, and you know what? By proxy, I'm pissed off. Because isn't the whole point of Linux, right? Isn't the whole point of Linux to be, you know, fail closed? Isn't it, like, not to be auto everything, right? Like, we know what's best for you. You want all this crap. That's the whole point of Linux.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's why I like it. That's why I want to be there. And I like auto formatting and pop-up windows and little animated dogs to help me search. Motherfuckers. Yeah, fuck. Oh, that's annoying. So, yes, I feel your pain. So, no more. No more. I have now... It's. I'm almost, you know... I am, I think. I don't think I have... Well, no, I've got a box still with KDE on it, but... Seldom used.
I'm debating. I'm hovering over. I'm soon to give up my distro promiscuity. It's about time to settle down and raise a wife and kids with a Linux distro.
Really? What's it going to be?
I've got it narrowed down to two. I either want Gnobix.
I like that.
Yeah, which is Gnobix that uses GNOME instead of KDE. Or Red Hat.
Really? Not Slackware?
No.
I'm surprised.
No, I like Slackware. I like what it stands for, and I like how they do things. But I don't... You know, call me a lazy whore, but I really like package systems. I mean, like good package systems, like archives package sources, like right. ASCII, stuff right. like that, and like the little Red Hat network.
Yeah, you know, I right now I'm gonna have to say Red Hat 9 is probably my fave, and I'll probably be sticking with that for a while. It is a really good distro. Zapper was right. I really like it. So that's why we have moved on to bigger and better things. I think GNOME is the future. Well, probably not, but whatever. I think that's why people... That's probably why KDE is so popular, which annoys the hell out of me. Finally, I want to end the show, and it was going to be another pissed off segment, and it really could be. It probably will piss you off. And that's, you know what, that's probably what it should be. Me reading these things will piss you off and hopefully, you know, let you use those juices and go do something positive. How's that? Was that good?
That was very good. That was poetic. It flowed really, really well.
Thank you very much. This is, we read a letter previously, and this is kind of an answer to it. This is an open letter to the open source community by Darryl McBride.
Yee-hey!
Darryl McBride is Scope. Darryl writes... Well, you know what? I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm not going to read... I only have a few sections mapped out, and I'm not going to read them. I'll tell you what they are, basically. You know, you could go... Anybody could do this, please. And feel free. Just do it in your head. Read his letter, and then just refute everything. And just poke holes in his logic, because there's not... very little here, right? I'll give him a little bit, right? But you could go through and say, no, that's not true. That's not what it's about. You know, he misses huge points. It's unbelievable. First, he brings up the first development followed another series of denial of service attacks on SCO. Well, guess what, sir? That is totally separate. That is mutually exclusive of your bashing the Linux community and your lawsuit with IBM. That has nothing. That's got nothing to do with it. Talk to the facts, my friend. You're getting DOS. Hey, deal with it, bro. Talk to the FBI, not to us, okay? Straight up. If you think people in the open source community are egging others on or they're doing it, yeah, well, you know what? They probably are. Personally, hey, more power to them. But that's got nothing to do with the things you've got to deal with. That's, you know what? It doesn't matter who you are. Lots of people have been DOS'd, and you've got to deal with it too, right? Maybe you should, you know, what does he say? Information age, blah, 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 blah. Here's what he says. He's afraid that you can't have companies who bash open source community, you know, to be afraid that they will be the next targets of attacks, right? Well, you know, I think he's getting it out there. I think he's diverting, you know, people from the true issues, and that is his lawsuit with IBM and his so far lack of evidence, you know, and his absurd licensing schemes that he wants to impose upon all Linux users. I really think that's all he's doing there. You know, you gotta deal with it, buddy. Doesn't matter who you are. You do stupid stuff, you're gonna get DOS'd. You know? You do nothing, you'll get DOS'd. Come on. It's happened many, many times in the past. Just freaking deal with it. Deal with the law enforcement people. Next. Actually, I will read this. So right there, I think I really, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's just, it's just a diversion, you know, he's...
What he's trying to do.
What?
Deathly political. What he's trying to do is he is trying to garner the support, he's trying to get in bed with Microsoft on this, and really he's trying to get in bed with the people that Microsoft's in bed with, and what he's doing is he is portraying all of us, all of the geeks, all of us eggheads that know something about Linux, that know about computers. He's trying to, he's trying to bring out the worst definition of hacker toward us, and he's really trying to label us that way. And he's saying that, look, you see what a group of, you know, what a group of music pirating, video downloading, Linux using fucking thieves we have here.
Right.
Anything contrary, then they're just going to DOS you.
Guess what? You are so right on the money. You are so accurate, and you will see that in this next paragraph that I will read. Yeah, he's definitely trying to muddy the waters. He's trying to take away from the real point by bringing up this DOS crap. You know, go to the issues, dude. Bring out, you know what? Instead of publishing this letter, publish your proof, right? Do it. Stick to the issue, straight up. You get DOS tough shit. And Bland, you are so right, you are so dead on, and here it is. From Mr. Darrell McGrath, I believe that the open source software model is at a critical stage of development. That's, oh, amen it is. Fucking hey it is. It's about to take over, motherfucker, and that's what all this shit's about. The open source community has its roots in counterculture ideals, the notion of, quote, hackers against big business. But because of recent advances in Linux, the community now has the opportunity to develop software for mainstream American corporations and other global companies. If the open source community wants its products to be accepted by enterprise companies, the community itself must follow the rules and procedures that govern mainstream society.
Bullshit.
Oh my God. Is there anything wrong with that statement? Anybody? Raise your hand, please. Anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
Me.
Bland?
Yeah.
Bland in the front?
Okay. So, let me get this straight. The Linux community, hereafter referred to as us, we're really poised to expose, you know, all the bullshit of being overcharged for software and overcharged for everything and ridiculous licensing schemes, and you have 27 days to activate.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, and what he's trying to do is he's trying to scare everybody out of it. But the logic is simply not there, because, you know, he's like, if I think the point that he's trying to make in a roundabout way is that if you've got all this open source software written by ostensibly who knows, you know, God knows who, then perhaps something malicious could be hidden in it or this or that, and, you know, he's really trying to scare people away from it. He is, as Marilyn Manson would say, he is scaring people into consuming. He's trying to scare people, saying that the open source community isn't fit to write as good a code as, you know, like developers, like Microsoft, people like that.
Exactly.
And the hole in the logic is that open source means you get a copy of the code with it. So, you know, your IT guy or whoever can just, you know, have a look at it and see that everything's fine, because unlike some people that write overbloated, insecure operating systems and programs, you know, we're not scared. You know, we're open for that sort of thing. If someone writes a program, feel free to sign on. You know, go to SourceForge. Really, you know, help people out, because we don't have anything to hide. It's all there, and it's that. And I've said this before. It's that. It's our altruism. It's our nobility that is reflecting their lies and their deceit and their over capitalist, whoredom.
Yes. Wow, Bland. That was poetic right there.
Oh, thank you.
That was very well put. If I may reread that sentence, if the open source community wants its products to be accepted by enterprise companies, the community itself must follow the rules and procedures that govern mainstream society.
And if that means overcharging, then I'll bet you that corporations can get used to breaking that paradigm.
Oh, are you kidding me? You know, that's exactly the opposite. You know, it must follow the rules and procedures that govern mainstream society. That's exactly the opposite. That's exactly what open source software, what the free software movement is not about. It's totally changing everything, and it's scaring the hell out of them. Because the open source community, people writing free, and that is free as in speech, not as in beer, software, are changing the world. They are making change. They have created an entire operating system and all of the GNU programs that go with it, you know, for no money, essentially, for free, and they give it away. And that's not to mean, that doesn't mean, right, that you can't make money off open source software. He talks about all the people, all the open source companies going under and blah, blah. Well, guess what? There was a fucking thing called the .com bust, right? And a lot of companies went under. Right?
I bet you more proprietary companies went under than open source.
Oh, probably so, you know. And maybe they're not making money right now. Maybe they're just doing it for the love. Oh, my God. What? Who? What? Maybe they're just doing it for the good of their community and maybe others? No, I can't be. No, they must have some underlying, you know, motives to make lots and lots of money and then buy out other companies and crush them. No, no, that's not what it's about. Read. Go read anything by RMS, please. Educate yourself. I think Mr. Donald McBride needs to do that. Oh, I'm sure he has. He knows exactly what he's writing. Let me finish. This is what global corporations will require, and it is these customers who will determine the ultimate fate of open source, not SCO, not IBM, and not open source leaders. Can you believe that? The audacity of this man.
That's a bald-faced lie.
Can you believe that? Do you think they've had any say in how far it's come since? Granted, its adoption is furthering its development, but to say that gigantic corporations that run the world, and that's very true, by the way, are going to kill off Linux or determine its future, its fate, is so utterly baseless as to make me laugh. Honestly, I don't think this made me mad as much as it made me laugh. You can go through everybody, please read this. Go through and you'll just do it in your head, say, no, that's not true because of this, because of that. Well, you know, all you have to do is read up on open source, right, what the open source movement is, free software, right, Richard M. Stallman, and know, you know, the roots, right, and know the reasoning behind it, right? And straight up, know the love of the guys banging on, and women, right, the men and women banging on that keyboard and making that great open source software. Just knowing that, you know, will refute everything here. It will.
So in 5 years, when we look back on this and laugh, it's interesting to see where this came up, where all of a sudden the shit hit the fan. And coincidentally, you know, no one really cared about open source. No one really cared about Linux until a German government here, a school district there,
yeah,
picked up Linux and started telling IBM, telling Microsoft to really piss off because we've just discovered that we don't need you.
Hell yeah.
And all of a sudden, everyone started to get a little worried.
Yeah, it's amazing. Wow. What a coincidence. Cover of BinRev 1.2 much?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about, go to magazine.binrev.com and check out the cover. Exactly. It's becoming popular. It's becoming very useful. And it's free. Free as in speech, and many times, quite often, free as in beer. So raise your beers, my friend, to Linux. To Linux plans. I wish I had a cigarette. We could actually share a cigarette to Linux.
But you know what?
Oddly enough,
okay, here, everyone, here. That's me rattling out of the pack.
Got it.
That's me putting on and off.
Oh.
And, oh, didn't get that one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Take a big puff, blow it out.
Here it comes.
Oh, dude, I'm so happy.
That one was for Tux, baby.
Dude, straight up, man. I'm going to rub one out for Tux. Dude, yeah, we're going to hook up soon. Blend and I, we're going to have a lot of good adventures for everybody, so stay tuned for that. Oh, dude, it's going to be dangerous. It's going to be so dangerous. I actually contemplated today. We're, like, way over, but I don't care. I was thinking today, I was like, son of a bitch. I was, like, planning in my head, like, what would I do if I got put in the can for the evening, you know, straight up.
Dude.
What?
Not Tarrant. Yeah, we wouldn't be in Tarrant. Dallas County?
Uh-huh.
No, you don't want to go to the county.
Not a place to go to the can, huh?
I will keep you out of the county.
All right, good. Yeah, let's just avoid those thoughts altogether. We'll just have good, clean fun with free open source software. Hell yeah, Bland, thank you. Thanks for sticking around, man. I know it's late for you. I really appreciate it.
All good.
All right, man. Everybody stay tuned to RFA late.